This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is our BFM's 10th birthday special episode, and we're taking a look into BFM's digital ventures. Early on, we heard from John Yap, our systems admin, who talked about how he and Malik had a chat about doing podcasting at the beginning of BFM. The digital team since then have been expanded from a one-man show of just John Yap alone to now a team of five. I've brought two of them in today.
I'm Olivia, I'm the team lead for digital team in BFM.
I'm Najman, I'm the web developer for BFM.
Now, I know that every Wednesday in the mornings that you guys are stuck in the conference room that a lot of our listeners can't actually see, but in the conference room is there's three sides of the wall that's filled with whiteboards, and there's a whole bunch of words in there. And these words, there are a lot of them seems like they are deadlines, and there are some that has been crossed out. What exactly happens in that room every Wednesday at 10 a.m? I understand it's called the Burning Platform Meeting. What's going on here?
Well, the Burning Platform name was conjured by our founder, Malik Ali, simply because last year we were actually waiting for our license renewal. And we thought of various scenarios, like what happens if our license didn't get renewed? How are we going to reach out to our existing audience? Because BFM is primarily only based in the Greater Klang Valley. So once you go out, you can't hear us. Mm. So we thought of ways on how are we going to reach out to our existing listeners as well as attract new listeners. So we came up with the name Burning Platform because
time was running out.
Time was running out.
Yep. So it became a burning platform. So innovation was brewing in that scene. Najman, how were you roped into that meeting then?
Right, so I was the guy who was supposed to build the back end for the whole thing. So me and another developer, Plentiful, we were supposed to be the guys who actually really created basically like the underlying C cable. Lah. How do you connect your app, your website, your whatever we have, all the digital assets together, right? Mm. So that was what we were working on. Mm.
And the initial stage, BFM, I remember back in the early days, we just had a very simple website. Now, though, our website looks a little bit more, I guess, more newer, more 2017, 2018 style. Mm. Obviously, there are more changes along the way that will be coming around. Yeah. When that burning platform started, what was the main, like, the first thing we need to tackle? Was it to actually get the website out or get an app out or... Because it's all about going digital, because we were worried about our licensing, our FM license, being cut or, it's not being renewed. So it's all digital. So when we go to digital, where do we start?
So what we decided on was to actually focus on improving the mobile app. Simply because everyone's on smartphone these days. Everywhere you go, everyone has at least one smartphone device with them. So going mobile was very, very crucial. We had an app, but we felt that it wasn't robust enough. So we worked with our app developers very closely, decided on what were the key features, and basically we built the app again from the ground up, making sure all the key features were in, making sure the live stream was clear enough, making sure everything was user-friendly, and we would want to encourage people to download our app. Because if you go up Klang Valley, that is the only way you'll be able to stream BFM.
Exactly. Yeah. That's
you can't carry a website with you because you have to carry a laptop.
Yeah.
Not practical.
And that's why I think every end of the show, we always tell people if you miss the podcast, download the BFM app.
Because
it's actually at your own convenience. You can listen to it whenever you want to. I understand it was very difficult, especially in the early stages of the BFM app itself. We all receive the feedback, from or the complaints or the inquiries that come from the app itself. It was very challenging. How difficult was it? What is the challenge when building an app, especially for a platform like BFM?
For BFM, one of the main challenges was because we don't just play music, unlike most other radio stations in the country. We have podcasts that's made available for free for the public to, whether you can stream it via the app or you can download it to listen to offline. So one of the many challenges was actually having the app sync up with our content management system at the back end, so that whatever podcast that's being uploaded onto the website, the app is also able to pull it. That sync was a little bit tricky because our app developer didn't have much of an experience with this. So there was a lot of trial and error on their end, but they have managed to make something work out of it, and it's been a very smooth journey.
Yeah, so we actually had to build a different way to talk to the app. Basically, we had to create APIs and stuff for our web content to talk to our app site. Basically, on BFM, we have a content management system. We don't want to disrupt workflows for people like you, Jeff, who produce shows. But at the same time, we want them to talk to each other, like our app, our website, and everything. And that was one of the biggest challenges, right? How do you create those links, right? So we rely heavily upon AWS. We create APIs on them. And that was the key, I would say.
And it's become a lot easier, I guess, with, you know, so many new kinds of technology. But there's so many layers now that not many people actually understand, and a lot of people would complain about minor things. For us to actually go and dig down deep into where exactly is the problem can be quite tricky because of this multitude of layers.
A lot of troubleshooting is done on our end. We try to recreate the problems that some of users email to us via feedback. We try to recreate it, so because if we can recreate it, then we can fix it.
And sometimes it's very tricky, it's very challenging.
Very.
But they gotta keep sending in the feedback, because that's the only way for
that's
us.
That's the only way to improve. And we are constantly updating the app. Patch fixes, bug fixes, these are constant. We're constantly trying to improve some of the existing features as well, enhancements. So it's not going to stop here.
Okay. Yeah. So from the burning platform, we've done heaps with our website. We've done a complete revamp of the app. What else came out from the burning platform? Because it's not called the burning platform anymore, because BFM is around still. We have our licenses still. So it's just called the digital platform, digital meeting platform now?
Digital weekly meeting.
Digital weekly meeting.
Yeah.
So what else came about from that burning platform meeting? Because, these are the two crucial areas, app and website. What else did we actually discover?
So one of the crucial ones was we had approached some of the telcos to whitelist BFM. So the term whitelist is used. What it means is, if you were to stream BFM on whichever telco plan that you're on that we have worked out, collaborated with, it won't take up your data. It won't take up your bandwidth. You know, one of the main concerns for many of our listeners out there is, oh, if I listen to BFM, if I download their podcast, it's going to consume my data. I only have maybe 20 gig a month, and if I consume BFM so much, I'll run out of data. I have to pay for extra. So FretNut, we have worked out an agreement with U-Mobile, with Digi, and with Maxis. If you're streaming BFM, whether it's a live stream or whether you're using the BFM mobile app, it's completely free.
Wow. So it will not touch your monthly quota data.
It will not touch your monthly quota at all.
All right. What about things, other platforms or other sort of areas that we're working on? Maybe with, the mixed multimedia kind of, I can't believe I said multimedia. That's such a 1990s kind of word. But a mixed medium kind of platform. Do we have anything like that in the works?
Yeah, in fact, actually, when we were doing that, we noticed that we've got a lot of podcasts, right? We've got thousands of podcasts, tens of thousands of podcasts. But we still can't share it on Facebook, because Facebook don't allow audio sharing, right? So we got to create a small bridge at least, right? So that's when we revived the idea of B-Side. B-Side was basically an app we created for iPad. But then iPad went for the kids rather than to the adults reading magazines and stuff. So we shelved the idea until we did the burning platform. Then we realized, hey, we actually need a platform to actually post things up so people can read or view videos or even listen to podcasts, right? A bridge for them from social media to our site.
And the B-Side is just accessible on the web itself?
It's accessible. Currently, it's only accessible on the web. But it's mobile friendly. You can go on your phone.
So B-Side is where, if you want to read listicles, more long form of certain topics that has been broadcasted on air, but certain long forms in text, and it encompasses images, it encompasses audio, podcasts, so it's all in one page.
B-Side.my.
B-Side.my.
I have to confess, I haven't visited it much since, but it's because we are stuck with our daily routines and hence these things happen. So moving on then, since we are, you know, working on the B-side, multi-mix platforms, and then we also have the app that we're, you know, constantly updating, and obviously the website will be changing. What else are you guys actually focusing on, or what's the current goal here? Ollie, you mentioned at the start, you know, it's trying to get new listeners, reach out to different people. Are we doing that already, or, like, you know, what else can we do to get this new types of listeners to reach to get to BFM?
We are working very closely with the community manager here to how to not just reach out to existing listeners, but also to reach out to new listeners, because we want to expand our listener database for sure. We want to reach out to other states, and hopefully with the new government, new political landscape now, we're hoping to try to expand out to Penang first. You know, so I'm looking at actually revamping the entire BFM.my website,
right,
and merging it with our personalized portal, so that it's the experience for users will be more seamless. So right now I'm just working with wireframes, be talking my team of what works, what doesn't work, what sort of user experience are we looking at. So it's a lot of testing, a lot of trial and error, but it's ongoing.
But it's, you know, it's one of the things that I hear is working with different departments, because, you know, digital, it can only support and, I guess, you know, help other teams to grow further. It's not of its own itself, right? Also, Ollie, if I were to log on to BFM.my today, the 4th of September, I'm going to see a very different website here, right?
Yes. What you will see is actually a what we call a milestone with multiple trackers at the bottom that indicates, which is indicating or highlighting certain events or highlights that have impacted BFM as a brand in a way. You know, from the beginning, since we started test transmissions back in 2008, where we started having social media presence, where we started having Facebook, Twitter, where we started having our first event, for example, right? All these milestones will be placed in this large we call milestone tracker.
All right,
and the public is able to view, basically you get an idea of in the last decade what has BFM gone through.
Wow.
You know, and what events have actually shaped the station.
The last decade. Najman, besides the B-side, what else do we have?
We also have this thing called we call MyBFM. So MyBFM is our personalization portal. So it's on mybfm.my. But at the same time, if you sign up on the app, if you log in with either Facebook, Google, or email, or whatever, you can actually have that personalization bit. So the fun part, the beauty of it is that you can tell us things like, oh, I like football, and I like tech, right? And then we actually will serve you tech-based podcasts, football-related podcasts, and then we can follow people like Dr. George, who's here every week, right? And he's got his own thing, Matt Armitage, for example. You can follow this guest, and it's going to be very seamless, right? So you go to MyBFM.my, you see your playlist, and then you can continue listening onto your app straight away, right? After you say, for example, pause on your desktop, open up your app on your phone, continue listening. So that's the plan. We're going to make it seamless. It's already in. Check it out.
Definitely go and check it out. So many stuff going on, but we're not done yet, because we have the BFM video team. That's next. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.